See, I've been reading this thread for the better part of 3 years now, and I always wish that I had an experience I could share on here with the Reddit community. I know a lot of what's posted in this thread is not true or just exaggerated, but what's about to follow, it's true. I think this is probably the best place that I could post this because I'm not exactly sure what happened, and I'm hoping that you guys can help me figure it out. Let's start with a little background information. Ever since I could remember, I've been into the outdoors, fishing, hunting, camping, and everything in between. My family likes to joke that I was raised by wolves. But to be honest, I kind of wish I was. I always found myself at peace, and I'm alone and cut off from the rest of the world. Only nature to keep me company, and hunting has always been the best outlet for me. Not many people truly understand the pure beauty us hunters witness. Being able to watch the sunrise from complete darkness and seeing it disappear while you're strapped 30 feet up in a tree. That's something not many people can say they've experienced. It's breathtaking. But on the evening of December 16th, 2016, things were a lot different. The deer hunting season was winding to a close. With about 2 weeks left in the season, I was eager to fill out, well, any of my buck tags. I was sitting in one of my favorite stands, right in this little creek bed in between two small hills, which the deer follow along to get into a large stand of white oaks where they all like to paw for acorns. It's a heavily traveled trail, and I was expecting a lot of action. I parked the car around 1 p.m. in the entrance of the state park. This gave me plenty of time to load the muzzle loader and head into the spot, which was about a 15-minute walk. After getting situated in the stand, I texted my parents to let them know that I'd text them when I got back to the car and was on my way back home. With that out of the way, I turned my phone on silent and waited for the deer to move. The first thing I began to notice was that it was eerily silent. Usually you hear birds or squirrels moving around, but there was nothing to be found, which I took as a good sign at first. They tend to make a lot of noise, and it's always better to hear the deer coming so that you can get ready for a shot. And around 2:30, hearing something move around me, I couldn't quite see anything because of the brush and the trees around me, but I knew that something was coming. I picked up the muzzleloader, and just as I was doing so, the hard plastic butt of the gun hit the hollow metal of the stand and made a huge clang sound. The movement around me immediately stopped. Fuck me, I thought. Deer have a very good hearing capability. And if one was out there, man, they definitely heard that. I proceeded to raise the gun to my lap and wait for the movement to start up again, but before I could, I heard a loud knock on a tree about 50 yards behind me. It sounded like hard wood on wood. I definitely thought it was weird, but you hear a lot of things in the woods, especially in a state park. I kind of just brushed it off and kept on waiting. After about 10 minutes, I heard the same sound again. This time it was more to my right and further away. I'm not really sure why, but I started to feel kind of nervous. This rarely ever happens. I know the woods. I didn't very well, and I was very comfortable hunting in them. But something was definitely wrong. At this point, the sun was setting. Prime time for deer hunting, though I was still shooken up. I wasn't ready to leave and risk spooking any deer, so I stayed put. This is where things started to go downhill. Around 3:30, the movement started up again. It started to my left and was moving right along the trail toward the oaks. I was starting to think maybe a deer until I heard it again. A loud crack of wood on wood. I was freaked out. I had that kind of sixth sense feeling that I wasn't safe. It was getting dark by the minute, and all I really had for defense was a gun that only had one shot before I had to go through a 2-minute reloading process. In other words, if I actually was in danger and missed, I was fucked. So I did the only thing that I could do. I froze. I sat still while the movement got closer and closer until it stopped around 30 yards to my left. I couldn't see anything. Sunset coming fast, and I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. I was about to get my phone out to text someone when I heard a loud stick snap under a footfall. It was louder than the constant sound of leaves crunching that I had heard for the past half an hour or so, which made me jolt my head up. All movement stopped. I got deadly silent. I looked and listened for about a minute and then took my phone out. Just after I clicked the bright-ass screen on my phone on, I heard a loud screech from where that stick had just snapped. I almost shit myself, and anyone in my situation would have. If you had seen The Lord of the Rings, the screeching sounded exactly like that high-pitched sound the evil kings make when they're hurt. It was terrifying, whatever it was. It saw me, I couldn't see it. So I reacted in the only way that I could. I took the safety off the muzzleloader and aimed it towards a tree and shot. Whatever made that screeching sound got the message and took off crashing into the woods. And I was left shaking in my tree, trying to reload so whatever that was didn't come back. I waited until I couldn't hear the crashing of branches and leaves anymore and got out of the stand as soon as possible. I practically sprinted out of the woods with my headlamp on high and the gun in my hand the whole time until I got to the car. I threw my shit into the backseat and I drove home. I eventually calmed down and acted like nothing happened. I never actually told anyone what happened either. To be completely honest, I didn't want to come off as a pussy who got scared and just ran, but I'm telling you that every time I enter the woods now, I think back to that evening and it makes me second guess entering a place I was once comfortable enough to call my second home. I do have some other odd experiences that have happened to people I know as well as myself. Let me know if you want to hear them regardless. Thanks for listening. Let me know if anything similar has happened to you. Another story that I'd like to share actually happened in a different part of the state. Part of my family lives in the more eastern parts of Massachusetts, and this is a story that happened to my cousin and a few of his friends while they were camping around the Freetown Fall River State Forest. Many people in Massachusetts are familiar with a place called Bridgewater Triangle. Now, this is an area in southeast Massachusetts where there's a lot of interesting history and a huge amount of very strange things that have happened since the Pilgrim times. There are a few places in particular where these things happen, and one such place is Freetown Fall River State Forest. For those of you who don't know, the state forest has a very dark past. There's been cryptid sightings, confirmed Satanists perform rituals in the forest, and murders. And some of those murders are actually tied to said Satanists. With that being said, it's a very beautiful park with a lot to offer, and I myself enjoy fishing and hiking in the park when I head down to visit, but this place is pretty crazy. I'm not exactly sure why him and his friends would want to camp there. So my cousin and his two friends went camping overnight in the woods. This isn't out of normal for him because he's also very into the outdoors and has a lot of experience camping, and his friends are similar in that aspect. He told me that it was late June in 2011, and he and his friends were fresh out of school. They're going to be seniors in high school and were pumped about heading into summer, so like any normal teenage kids, they brought a 30-pack of Natty Ice and set up camp in this clearing. The spot, which I have been to, is in a huge stand of pine saplings that pretty much create a thick wall around them, which was perfect. No one could see them, but they couldn't really see what was around them, since they were illegally drinking. This was the best place they could find, so they pitched their tents, started a huge fire, and settled in for the night. My cousin really isn't a big drinker, and he thinks Natty Ice is disgusting, so he only had a couple of beers while the other two polished off the rest through the night. And around 1 a.m. is when something odd started to happen. First, it was a very bright night. The moon lit up most of their surroundings, but it's still very dark. Another thing to note is that there's barely any wind, which makes the woods pretty quiet. He kept saying that it was a beautiful night, and it really sounded like it was. It got dark around 7 p.m. The guys were just hanging out, listening to music, talking, joking around, etc. They had heard a couple coyotes off in the distance, but nothing close. And they were enjoying themselves. Around 12:30, they started to realize that they wouldn't have enough wood to make the fire last throughout the night, so they decided to go gather some more. One of my cousin's friends was pretty fucked up, so he stayed back at camp while the other two went around 60 yards or so down the small trail that they came in on to gather some wood. There was a bunch of blowdowns there, so they started to gather logs and sticks to haul back to their camp. And after about half an hour, maybe more, he said they saw a blue light off in the distance. And he noted that it was pretty weird because there weren't a lot of people who would be wandering around a state park at 1 a.m., especially not this one. They kind of just brushed it off and started to take the wood they had back to camp. But both guys felt pretty uneasy about the light. On their way back, they were still upbeat and having a good time, but right as they were about to head back into the cluster of pines, they heard a high-pitched scream coming from the direction of the blue light. He said that it was blood-curdling. He's never heard a scream like that before. It scared the living shit out of them. So they booked it back to the site where they found their friend still hammered, and the fire still going. Now, hearing a loud scream like that would make anyone want to get the hell out of there. But since they were convinced it was another person, they weren't ready to just leave them there if they were hurt. They brought up calling the cops, but they were all drinking and didn't want to get arrested or in some kind of trouble or any other shit with their parents. They decided that the only thing that they could do was to make sure that there wasn't anyone who was in danger or hurt. So they decided to go and check it out on the spot. My cousin said they didn't really have much for protection except a folded pocket knife and the steak knife they were using for food. So they sharpened some of the sticks they gathered and headed out with flashlights in hand. The edge of the pine saplings, they started searching for the source of the screaming, but they couldn't see anything. They wandered around the area for 15 or 20 minutes, couldn't see shit, so they started to head back. And one of my cousin's friends saw the blue light, this time in a different spot, but they decided they needed to check it out before heading back to camp. So they walked closer. They wanted to make sure they weren't sneaking up on someone, so he said that the guy started talking about guns to make it seem like they were armed with more than just some pointy sticks. They got closer to the light, which they found out was an LED flashlight that somebody had dropped. Now they were fucking scared. I mean, they were definitely freaked out by the scream, but that could have been a lot of things, and they knew it. They were familiar with the usual suspects, like a fisher cat, fox, or even an owl. But now, they knew it was a person. The guys dropped the light and sprinted back to camp. They couldn't leave all their shit or their parents would know something was up, so they just stayed the night. Needless to say, none of them slept. Luckily, nothing else happened until it got light again. They packed up their gear, they started out. All the guys agreed not to stay any longer than they needed to. But one of my friends got curious and wanted to see if anything was around the area of the light, just in case they accidentally found a fucking murder site. When they walked up to where the light was, they noticed two things. First, there was a large area that was cleared out. No leaves, no sticks, just a patch of dirt. But it didn't look disturbed. Second, the flashlight was gone. They just added more reason to get out of there, so they left in a hurry and went home. I know they all told a few people, but they weren't eager to report it to the police because they weren't sure if anything had actually happened. It was just something odd that happened, and they wanted to keep it quiet. My cousin still goes to the state forest at the time, but I know he doesn't camp there anymore. And I highly doubt his friends do either.